Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Know that life is a gamble all along.
We're back. 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance. Heck, don't wait till you get a chance. Do it now. Go there and use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. You can read, listen, ask questions. I have a YouTube channel, too, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame, or just watch the video right there on the homepage. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. It's right there on the homepage, too. The poll question right there on the homepage. A lot of stuff there. You can go. You can travel to many great places in the world of small business right off of the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Marie Dubuque is our guest, and she's a certified life coach, an etiquette and social interaction expert. And I can use some of that help. Sometimes I'm all thumbs socially. Marie, it is youtube.com/...
Manners by Marie.
Manners
by Marie. I'm going to subscribe to you. I didn't know you had a YouTube channel, too. I'm going to subscribe.
I appreciate that, and I'll do the same. Okay, so we were just talking about Valentine's Day. Did we get anything resolved? I mean, you know, here's the thing about Valentine's Day. I don't want to talk about this too much more because I want to talk, you to talk to us about rudeness in, online a little bit. I know you work on that a little bit, too. But in terms of Valentine's Day, it shouldn't turn into a negative. I mean, there shouldn't be anything that a guy does for a girl or doesn't do that gets him in trouble on Valentine's Day. We didn't think of this. We didn't come up with this. It's not our fault. If your guy gives you something on Valentine's Day, be thankful. If he doesn't, if he's still a good guy, leave him alone.
Right. You're right, because there's too much pressure. And if they screw up this Valentine's Day, there's another one and another one.
How do we know? Right. I mean, what does a guy know about a woman's expectations? I mean, I've given up on that a long time ago.
But you can ask. You can ask, and you can...
Okay.
You know, just
is that
ask,
how, oh, ask. I never thought of asking.
Yeah, and the ladies, you know, it's your fault, too. If you really, really want something on Valentine's Day and your husband or significant other can afford it, send them a link. That's what I do for my birthday. For my
really?
Husband, 2 weeks ahead of
well,
time.
Well, what's romantic?
Send them a link.
There's nothing romantic about that.
You know what? People tell me that, but okay, but it's pretty unromantic if you get nothing and you're disappointed. That's even more unromantic. So really, everybody's happy then.
I'm coming back to what I just said. If you got a good guy and he doesn't meet your expectations on Valentine's Day, give him a pass. Now, if he misses your birthday, if he misses your anniversary or whatever, that's different. But you know, give him a break on Valentine's Day. Okay, Marie, what else are you seeing out there across the marketplace? What are other things that we need to work on?
Okay, rudeness. I'm telling you, it's so upsetting. I get comments on my YouTube channel all the time. I got a heartbreaking one from a young woman. She was having lunch with her mother, and her mother was on the phone the entire time. Mm. And so I told her, look, you've got to tell her. You've got to say, look, if you want to get together with me face-to-face, you've got to get off that phone because my time is as valuable as yours. And I think people are afraid to tell someone else face-to-face, you've got to get rid of the phone.
Yeah.
And we're just afraid to do it. But that's not bad manners. That's letting these people know they don't realize what they're doing.
Well, it's different if you've got something going. If you and I are close friends, we're having lunch, and I'm expecting a call, that's different. But when people take a call and it's obvious that they didn't have to take that call, they could have you know looked at it and you know disregarded it for now or a text or whatever. If it's obvious that's the case, that is rudeness. And you and I may have talked about this before. One other rudeness are the Bluetooth earpieces.
Oh, my gosh. You see, families, they're all on their earpieces, just sitting there.
Now, it's not that I got a problem with Bluetooth, but if we're having dinner or if we're having a meeting, take it out of your ear.
I know. I'm flabbergasted because people get together, but they're not communicating. And then the problem is,
Are you worried about society? Are you worried about humanity? Are you concerned that this kind of technology is altering humanity?
Oh, my gosh. Because, I don't know, did you tell me this or somebody else? Somebody told me this, and it just resonated with me. These young people that go into these job interviews, they cannot interact face-to-face. They have terrible eye contact. Their social skills are terrible because they spend all this time texting and Facebooking. It's really scary.
I've seen this. what you just described. I have seen this. And I don't know if I told you or not, but we had one applicant for a job that was you know, qualified enough to consider to be considered, but we didn't interview her because she had like 900 friends on Facebook.
Oh.
We decided that if she had 900 friends, she wouldn't have time to work.
Right, and she'd be on the phone the whole time.
Or right. Something, you know, whatever. I mean, that's got to be a lot of little Facebook notices, you know. I mean, that impacted our you know. And, you know, let me tell you some good news. I told that story to a young man who was asking me for advice, and he was shocked that I said that. But his mother told me later he went and cleaned up his Facebook page.
Yep, good for you.
Because he realized he did not realize that that could be a liability.
And they got it forever. Yeah, right. I don't care what privacy settings you have. People can find it, and those pictures and everything, they're out there forever. And
but it's not
people,
just the young people, is it?
No, it's everyone. It's everyone. And people say, well, it's technology. It's technology that makes everyone so rude. No. Technology allows us to connect with people. It's selfishness.
Is social media going to wind up being a very ironic term, meaning that maybe it's not really all that social after all?
I know, because you can't, right, exactly, because you're multitasking with people's feelings. That's what's happening,
What do we do? Do we just wean ourselves off? Is that the key? I think maybe so. Will you come back another day? We need to talk about this some more.
I know, we do. Thank you so much. It goes so fast. I have so much fun talking to you.
Give us the website again quickly, please.
It's youtube.com/mannersbymarie, and you can go to Amazon. I have a book.
Oh, yeah.
Weenie Comebacks for Idiotic Insults.
Thank you, Marie. Marie Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.